From American Public Media, this is Top Score, an exploration of the contemporary composers and musicians who make video game soundtracks. I'm Emily Reese. Today's episode features singer and composer Lisbeth Scott. She tells the story of how she turned from classical pianist to one of the most sought-after voices in the video game industry, television, and film. I imagine that you started singing when you were pretty young.
I actually didn't. I was a classical pianist from the time I was 6 to about 20 or 21. Studied at the New England Conservatory and Connecticut College and in London. And then I actually had a wonderful teacher for like 2 months who changed my life. That was when I started singing. Her name was Lois Shapiro. I think she's still in Boston, an incredible concert pianist. And I remember being in her apartment taking a lesson in Cambridge, Mass, and I was playing some concerto. And she stopped me and she said, "Lisbeth, what do you want to do?" Because I could do it technically. It was all great and it was musical too. But she, more than anyone else, actually she was the only one who saw there was something else in me that I wanted to express. And I'm so thankful for that. So I moved to California immediately and I was dabbling in a lot of things, dance and music, of course. And I was playing for a dance class and somebody heard me singing, composer Jeff Rona. He was working for Hans Zimmer at the time, and he said, "Wow, your voice is great. Will you sing on a Hans Zimmer score for me?"
Jeez.
Talk about divine intervention. And I said, "Right? Who's Hans Zimmer?" I don't, well, sure, whatever.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's sort of how it started. That was my entree into the film world.
Lisbeth sings a song written by Christopher Lennertz during a significant scene in the game Mass Effect 3. Tell me a little bit about that project, and did you have a sense of how important that scene was and how important that game is to the gamers like me?
Well, it's interesting because oftentimes when I do these sessions, it's very isolated. So I don't even see the scene many times. I just hear the music and I get a brief synopsis, if that, of what's going on or what the music that I'm singing may be used for. So no, I didn't know exactly where it would be or why it would be used. But it's always fun for me to see the after because so often I'm in the before. Where we're recording things in little bits and pieces, and I can't even sense how it's all going to be put together. So it's really nice to know that the work we did that day was a positive effect on people.
You can hear our full conversation on the new episode of Top Score at classicalmpr.org/topscore. Top Score is funded in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. That's Top Score from American Public Media. I'm Emily Reese.